Hi, I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia continues to bomb Syria from Iran. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day today. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originating from Hamadan Air Base targeted Islamic State militants. The first round of airstrikes on Tuesday were aimed at Islamic State as well as the jihadist group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as the al-Nusra Front. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq says the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their missions.
The Russians did notify the coalition as per the Memorandum of Understanding for Safety of Flight. They activated that system as we have in the past. They informed us they were coming through, and we ensured safety of flight as those bombers passed through the area and toward their target.
U.S. spokesman Mark Toner indicated that the Russians are not just going after terrorist groups.
It's unfortunate, but not surprising or unexpected. And I think it speaks to the continuation of a pattern that we've seen of Russia continuing to carry out airstrikes, and now it appears with Iran's direct assistance, that at least purport to target ISIL and Daesh targets, as well as Nusra targets, but in fact, predominantly target moderate Syrian opposition forces.
Moscow said the strikes hit five large warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel. The second highest-ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea. That, according to the South Korean Unification Ministry. Ministry spokesman Jong Jun-hee announced that Tae Young-ho had arrived with his family in the South Korean capital of Seoul and that they are currently under government protection. Tae told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.